Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Today, I want to talk about one-off offers and how we can create continued clients, a client journey with these smaller investments. I want to give you a paradigm shift in what you believe to be true about those smaller offers that might be a card reading or a shamanic journey or even a one-on-one like client call where you're coaching them. I'm talking about paid products here, not free offers. Okay. We're digging into the meat of this. So I really got to thinking about this earlier today when I was dealing with a particular issue in regards to my own personal health. I was involved in a wicked car wreck. And back in 2020, a lot of you know, and I'm still dealing with repercussions from that. And I'm still very much in the healing process and healing phase. And I started thinking about really what I wanted, like what I want next. And it really was a one-on-one with somebody that could help me resolve some of the cramping issues that I have, give me some stretch ideas. And I was like, I just need that one call, right? Just that one call. And then I started thinking about some of my clients that offer one-on-one card readings, one-on-one tarot readings, and those type of things. And I started thinking about how they can create even more dynamic sales in their business. Now, if you are on the live with me today, please comment below. Let me know where you're chiming in from. What time is it? If you're on the podcast, welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. So a lot of the times we see these one-off offers as the sale. When I say the sale, I'm putting air quotes around that. The sell. But really, this is like the beginning of a client journey. And I want you to think about these one-off offers as your opportunity to create a long-time client, especially when it comes to like a $79 30-minute tarot card reading, right? I was on a coaching call with my clients yesterday, and one of them wants to do a tarot card offer. And I was like, great. But that 30-minute offer isn't the end game. You really want to utilize those smaller purchases, much like you would an event, right? That card reading is your event. They paid you the 75, 60, however much it is, dollar to work with you in that short time, and you want to help them go deeper. So I really want you to shift your perspective when it comes to these smaller offers and perceive them more as an event and not the final outcome. Therefore, if you're looking at them as an event, what are you focusing on? You're moving in with it, knowing that you're going to help them create a transformation, one aha moment, but you're probably going to bombard them with a lot of information that's going to create more questions than answers. And so then you really want to give them the opportunity to get clarity and learn how to use the vehicle, the information that you just gave them, to resolve the challenge that they want. Here's the deal. When you are offering these one-off offers, you have to be very clear on your positioning statement. You have to be very clear on the outcome that they want. Because if you're not, you're just casting a wide net to a bunch of people, then they could come on with any type of question and waste your time and energy on non-qualified leads. What does this mean, Lynn? Right? Like, wait, what is she saying? If you do not have crystal clear clarity on your positioning statement, you do not know who you serve, what they want, what they're doing that's not working, and what your magic elixir is. Now, in this case, you can have a little mini prospect or mini positioning statement, which is, I help who create what do they want, without what, through my substitute card reading, substitute Reiki session. Okay. Those are the little mini positioning statement, but you need to know exactly what your target demographic wants as their outcome. Otherwise, you're going to be shooting out a bunch of information that anyone could link up to and then get registered for that smaller priced one-on-one offer. And then at the end of it, you don't have the next step for them because you're not the answer to their, you're not, your solution isn't qualifying them. I hope this is making sense. For you that are on here live, just give me a, yeah, this makes sense. Oh, wow, this is an aha moment. You have to be crystal clear on your positioning statement, on your offer before you should be, before you're offering these services, because anyone can come up and purchase them and then you don't have what to do next. Because if you're not a money coach and they sign up for your tarot reading and they want to know about their money situation, which you could definitely answer for them, right? But you can't say, hey, by working with me, continue working with me and going deeper, we can resolve this money issue if you are a relationship coach. Is this making sense? So there's a lot of layers when it comes to sales. And I want you to look at your one-off offer that is a no-brainer price as an event more than a sale. And then you can look at what is the next thing? How am I gonna upsell them to my program, to becoming a one-on-one client? What is the next logical step for them? And really, really hone in on this. When we are talking about this smaller offer, it is not a free offer. They are paying it. That means they have skin in the game with you already. You have gained their like, know, and trust. They've already laid down the dollars. So that means that they are more likely to lay down more money with you because they believe that you have what they want. One-time offers are very valuable for the clients, but it's also not the complete transformation. It's a bite. It's a morsel. It's one little piece of your bigger puzzle that you solve within your memberships, or coaching programs. Even if you're a healer, your one-offs, a one-time journey, isn't the complete solution to what it is that you are offering. So make that paradigm shift on the inside and say, okay, this isn't the air quote final offer. This isn't the sale. This is a stepping stone for them to invest with me more and more, creating a transformation with them. Now, if you want more clarity on sales and prospecting, remember, I'm hosting the upcoming intuitive sales training on the 16th. There are 5 more days to register for this. 5 more days. And right now it's only $47, but that price will be going up. Okay. So I really encourage everyone to join. It is going to be an amazing, impactful one-day training, dense, chewy. You're going to get lots of transformation and clarity. So link below. And those of you that are listening to the podcast, chances are it has already happened, but that doesn't mean that you can't gain traction in yourselves and financial goals, because my mastermind is always open and we are going at it hard inside there. So go ahead, go to the show notes and join today. And I look forward to seeing you in the mastermind.
Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.